your man Josie Moe, a.k.a. Joe Murder. And every time I'm online, I gotta check out nappyafro.com for hip-hop reviews and more. Get at me.
Nappyafro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 193. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex Keaton, a.k.a. Eyes Tied, boss. And I'm sitting in with my homie, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in history, a.k.a. one-eighth of the Hateful Eight.
Well played, sir. Which one of the eight would you be?
To be honest, man, I might be the dude that's gonna be the sheriff of Red Rock. He was the most entertaining one to me out of those guys.
I will definitely check that out. I'm not gonna pay to see it because I heard that they say one word in particular a whole lot. And frankly, I'm good on that right now.
Unless you want to hear about Samuel L. Jackson explaining how some dude sucked his dick. I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Speaking of dicks.
He said dingus. Oh, dicks. Yes, what a way to segue into something, man.
Hey, speaking of dicks, we got a sponsor this week. That sounds terrible, don't it?
Yes.
Speaking of dicks, we got a sponsor.
Hey, man, I mean, there's no other way to go in this. People, we find, hey, look, we got a sponsor now. Just so you know, me and Saul Wright, our prices went up. You know what I'm saying? Our prices went up. And today, we are sponsored by, what's the name of the company, Saul Wright? Oh, Fuck in a Box.
Damn.
And that's fuck spelled P-H-U-C-K in a box.
No censor, man.
You know what I'm saying? You know, when was the last time you fucked someone, man? When was the last time you got fucked? You know what I'm saying? How many people have you fucked today? If you don't have an answer to any of these questions, let us help. Introducing Fuck in a Box. On your behalf, we will deliver our trademark box filled with gummy penises and a fuck phrase of your choice to your unsuspecting target. You remain anonymous. Fuck in a Box is a hilarious way to tell your friends, family, and loved ones that you give a fuck, or your enemies to go fuck themselves. Fuck in a Box will deliver your message in a way so simple a 5-year-old will understand. Visit them at Fuck in a Box. That's PHUCKINABOX.com. Fuck in a Box, helping the world give a fuck one box at a time.
So wait a minute. If I heard you correctly, you get a box of gummy dicks.
Of gummy dicks with giving a thumbs up. and a message of your choice that you can write. So you can write like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You know, whatever message you want, and it sends it to this person anonymously. They don't know who sent it. You know what I'm saying? But you know, and people, you got to remember, please put your address on the box. I mean, the address who you send it to, because if not, it's going to come to you.
Right. You don't want a box of gummy dicks sent to yourself.
So,
two things.
Yes.
Number one, I wish this shit was around when I was in high school.
Yes.
Everybody would have got a box of dicks.
Yes.
Number two, when we heard about the sponsorship, if I remember correctly, looking at the transcripts, you asked Be Easy for a box of dicks.
I did not ask him for a box of dicks. What I said was, hey, free stuff is free stuff. Send it here if you want to look at the transcripts, sir.
I think you said, who wants this box of dicks? And you was like, hey, me. And you raised your hand enthusiastically and you jumped up and down.
I said, fuck it. Free stuff is free stuff. See how I did there? Fuck it. Stuff is free stuff. Let me get it. That's all I said. I mean, gummy penises, I can give them to somebody at work. It's not, I mean, I think it's a cool idea to have. You know what I'm saying? You know.
So you asked for B-Eazy's dick in the box.
No. I didn't ask for his dick in the box. And let's not be, he offered all of us his dick in the box.
But you're the only one who asked for it. You're the only one who said yes.
He had to force it on you, though.
No. You said, bestow on me, B-Eazy, your box of dicks.
I did not. I said, hey, free stuff is free stuff. If any of our sponsors, and see, it's all right trying to scare away our sponsors already. Listen, pimp me out. You know what I'm saying? If you want to send me free stuff, I'll take it. That's all I'm saying, man. So, you know what I'm saying?
Anybody who's looking for this, fuckinabox.com, send Germ a box of dicks. He will gladly accept your box of dicks, is what he just said. I just want to point that out. So that's fuckinabox, P-H-U-C-K-I-N-A-B-O-X. If you order these, let us know the story, who you sent this to. You know, don't incriminate yourself. Stop dry snitching. Just let us know if it was a boss, if it was a coworker, if it was an ex-girlfriend. Some of y'all might not want to send this to your ex-girlfriend. She's going to get a yeast infection. Props to you if you caught that. But we're going to get into the show, man. We got a lot of shit to talk about this week. I want to start off talking about Cam Newton. I know sports Cam is usually second thing, but I got to talk about Cam right now because I am ordering my Cam jersey. Jerm already got his Cam jersey.
That was my son's jersey. Let me stop staying.
That was your son's jersey?
Yes.
You and your son wear the same jersey?
No, you see how tight that shit was on me, man?
It was black. I couldn't tell.
And it was the teal jersey.
No, it wasn't, was it?
Yes, he got a week ago. He got the teal one. He got the teal Cam Newton jersey, man.
Which one you getting?
I'm not buying the Cam Newton jersey.
Come on, now you said you was gonna jump on the bandwagon and the whole nine. Now you not getting one?
The only way I jump on the bandwagon is if they lose the Super Bowl.
If they lose the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Why would you jump on after they lose?
Because then that way I won't feel like I'm a front runner.
Man, celebrate that young man. Dog.
I'm celebrating him because me and him have the same birthday. He attended University of Florida, so I'm gonna celebrate him anyway. You know what I'm saying? So that's my cosmic twin. You know, that's me in another life. You know what I'm saying? So you know that's my so we all connected. So it's not about that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm definitely riding with Cam. You know, I always seem to like the black quarterback who's doing greatness, and I love the way the white media backlashes and they hate him and call him a thug. So I'm all Cam Newton right now. Like that's definitely the win. I remember Skip said that. He picked Josh Freeman over Cam. He said, give me Josh Freeman over Cam. He's more humble. He throws better. All this other shit. And how many playoff appearances did Josh Freeman have?
Maybe one. Maybe.
Maybe one? Like his second or third year?
I'm guessing. I'm just going to say zero. I don't know. It's Josh Freeman. We're going to say zero.
Matter of fact, where is Josh Freeman right now?
They was looking to pick him up when somebody needed some quarterbacks. Did he play in Indianapolis? It was some shit he played, didn't he?
He went to Minnesota.
He played for somebody like week 17 or some shit like that because they ain't had no quarterback and Josh Freeman played, I do believe.
God damn.
It might have been Indianapolis or some shit like that. I can't remember.
You know, as a Missourian, Kansas State or Kansas, I don't give a fuck about nobody y'all getting to the league. So, you know what I'm saying? Sorry, Josh Freeman. K-State right there. But yeah, everybody's talking about Cam being cocky and being an arrogant nigger. What do you think about the way he's playing and the way he's showing out? Because he ain't stopping for nobody.
I mean, my thing is this. Like, today I was on Facebook and, you know, somebody was like, yeah, man, everybody's counting the Broncos out. And some man replied to that was like, yeah, I hope somebody gets to Fig Newton. He needs to be humbled. And I was just like, humbled? Like, what is it? I said, explain. Like, I want to know. Like, what do you mean by he needs to be humbled? Like, I just don't. What is he doing? Is he out here raping girls and paying them off? Wow. Is he doing that?
Wow. Yeah.
Is he out there fighting dogs?
Wow.
Is he out there beating on his woman?
Wow.
Is he out there whooping on kids?
Wow.
Is he out there getting personal fouls for, elbowing? You know, I mean, what does he need to be humbled about? Is he giving away footballs to kids or something? I mean, what is he? What needs humbling?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, if you're, look, and I hate to feed into this negativity, but this is a fact. If you're a black man that's successful and you have any pride in that, if you show any amount of exuberance about that, they will say that you're cocky and you need to be humbled. Regardless, it's happened to everybody. From Diddy to Pac to Biggie to Cam to Vic to McNabb to T.O. It doesn't matter. It's going to happen. This is going to be the conversation. And I get tired of hearing it. You know what I'm saying? When Jim McMahon with the Bears was doing this shit, nobody had a problem. You know what I'm saying? When Broadway Joe was out there doing this shit, nobody had a problem. When Aaron Rodgers was doing this shit.
Broadway Joe was wearing a fur on the sideline, my nigga.
No problem. That was greatness.
Nick Snoop put a meat. Not only would Peter be on his ass, but they were like, I mean, this is just, come on, man. Like,
it was all good when he was doing it. Brett Favre. Even if we want to go, I'm going to ask you this. I don't know his name. The defensive end that played for the Vikings that now plays for the Panthers. What's his name?
Jared Allen.
Jared Allen, who does the whole hog tie shit after every sack.
He can't do it anymore because you can't go to your knee after a sack because that's a, yeah.
But he wasn't called arrogant for doing that.
I don't know. I mean, you know.
What I'm saying? Even when, you know, it goes on and on. We could be here all day talking about that. But yes. Cam's latest statement was that they see an African-American quarterback, and they haven't seen anything like this they can compare me to. Would you say that's accurate?
Of course. Because you can't say, well, he's like Randall Cunningham. No, he's not. He's like Dante Culpepper. No, he's not. He's not like Joe. I mean, he's a creative player. I've been saying, like, this nigga is fucking, like, yo, I donated some of my greatness to whenever, you know, the day he was born. Like, it's like Cam took from all of us born on that day. He's the chosen one. Like, he's the one.
Man, I want Cam to win so bad, bro. Like, I know Peyton, this is going to be your last game. We already know that. But I got to go with Cam. I got to go with Cam.
You have to.
I'm not even mad at Peyton. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to go out on top. You're going to still be regarded as one of the best, if not the best quarterback, depending on who you ask.
Hey, look. They was talking about the HGA shit on First Take yesterday.
I see. They're finally going to investigate now. You know what I'm saying? Peyton ain't going to get away after that last game. You come up and show a couple strong passes. Now they got to investigate. Because the game before that, he didn't do nothing special. But this last game, they're like, shit, we need to look into that, bro.
This last game, are we just going to segue into NFL playoffs? You just want to go ahead and do this like that?
Go for it, bro. Go for it.
And what happened to Tom Brady, man? That was not Tom Brady out there on that field. Who was that guy?
I don't know. He didn't look good at all.
I mean, I've never seen Brady get touched up like that in the game. Like that one time when he got his little arm scrubbed up, and he was just looking like, oh my God, is this blood? Is this my blood? Like, what is this? Like, I bleed? Like, whoa.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
He was looking like, oh my God, look at my arm. Like, he was just like, look at my arm. Like, I was just like, yo, what the fuck? Who was this guy out there, man? I mean, he was just throwing the ball in the ground. It was just like the month. They took his power. It was just like, I don't know what happened, man.
Yeah, he looked bad. He looked human. What was it, 5 turnovers?
Oh, man. I stopped counting. I was just like, yo, this is not Tom Brady out there, man. That was not him.
I can't even explain that shit. Like, he was even missing an open Gronk. Like, usually he knows when Gronk is open. He can throw that ball. But Gronk was open several times. He didn't get it to him.
Can we go ahead and say it? Bill Belichick lost that game for him?
I think that's safe to say.
I mean, you went for it twice on fourth down. You get points there.
Gotta get points, bro. You gotta get points. All of that. Can you please change up your play calling? Can you please change up your line play? Like, they're getting through on every play.
But they had a bullshit ass line all year, and it finally came. The chickens finally came home to roost. Like, they were like, and Denver just put a scheme on their ass, man. Shout out to Wade Phillips and that defense, because Von Miller. I mean, first of all, Von Miller's disgusting. He said he tried to wipe his nuts on Tom Brady's face or some shit like that.
Savage. You know?
Yes, super savage. Like, he. Hey, man. Speaking of savage, did you see Lil Boosie in his latest Instagram video with the chicks? Whoa. I mean, damn it. You just laid up with cancer in the hospital like a month ago. Now you got two butt naked chick freaks going crazy, going ham, smacking butt cheeks together. Man, that shit was nuts. I was just like, I don't know how I feel about you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, first of all, if you got cancer and that's what's going on, that's the way to go out.
I mean, I understand, but the public sympathy last month, you were just in the hospital, hooked up the machines and shit, had me feeling bad. Now I see you back to, you know, I mean, I understand, but it just, it looked kind of.
We would go out the same way if we had the option. Like, yeah. I'm not going to be hooked up to chemo and taking all the... Like, give me two butt naked strippers and let's go. That's how I'm going to go out.
I guess you're right.
I'd rather pass with a chick named chemo than through chemo. That's how my choice goes. Are you doing a Super Bowl party this year? Are you going to one? Or
a Super Bowl party every year, so, right?
I haven't been to a good one in a while.
But I mean, my Super Bowl party is not really a party. It's just people I know who come through, watch the game. We had a little food or something. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's never because until I get my new TV, man. Because you know, my TV, man, I feel embarrassed. I only got like a 40-inch some TV, man. You can't have a Super Bowl party. You only got a 40-inch TV, man. It's just disgusting, man.
Yeah, Tracy May stunning on us hard with that shit. Well, she stunned on me hard with that.
She got 250s.
Yes. Well, I think the one in her living room is a 60. She said.
That's what I'm saying. Look at that.
Yeah, she played the fuck out of me because I was like, you know, it's time for me to get another TV. I got this little 42-inch in the living room. And she was like, shh, I got a 50 in the bedroom. I was like, God damn, Tracy May. You ain't got to do me like that.
Man, look, Tracy May is a baller, shot caller, 20-inch blaze on the Impaler. You know what I'm saying? Like, she, man, I don't understand, man. Like, I don't get it.
So she going to have a dope party, I'm sure. She gonna have a dope Super Bowl party.
Who's playing like the who's the cutest team? Which team has the most cutest guys? Okay, guys, I'm still undecided. I just want to see the halftime show.
Did you see the tweets talking about we got to see this nigger Cam Newton get humbled and watch Peyton Manning win. I'm rooting for Peyton. It was from a black dude.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all over the place, man. So now we got this good versus bad, which is the Broncos versus Carolina Panthers, the black team versus the white team, if that's what you want to call it, because they got the white quarterback versus black quarterback. All that bullshit. At the end of the day, who are you picking? Who do you think is going to actually win? Not who you want to win. Who do you think is going to actually win?
Man, I think the Panthers will win for the simple fact of we've seen this story before. You know what I'm saying? 2 years ago, the Broncos faced off against the Seahawks, and we saw how Peyton Manning looked then. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not saying, you know, Denver does have a good defense, so that's going to keep them in the game. I says, but defensively, if Carolina get after Peyton Manning early, it's going to be a long day for Peyton, and the Panthers will roll. But I still think, that's why I'm going with the Panthers, man. It's going to be a good game, I believe, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Panthers roll, you know what I'm saying? You know, I wouldn't be surprised. So give me the Panthers. I'm going to go my score. Let's go with 20. I'm going to go 31-17.
Mm-hmm. I'm right. Like, damn near exactly the same thing. Like, I feel the score is going to be somewhere lopsided like that. I think Carolina is going to do like they've done the past two games and jump out to a 21-0 lead before anybody knows what the fuck happened. And after that point, because Denver's defense is so aggressive, they're going to start doing them screen passes. Cam gonna start working outside the pocket, and then you're gonna get your ass whooped. I don't think it's gonna be close.
Panthers can run the ball, man. Like, that's the thing. Patriots couldn't run the ball. You know what I'm saying? The team they played for that, who they played? The Chiefs, or who did Denver play in the first round?
Don't get me the quote and shit. You know I'm gonna get it wrong.
They won the Chiefs, was it? No, the Chiefs played the Patriots, so it had to be.
Was it the Steelers?
Steelers, yeah. Steelers had them, but they fumbled, so it was just like. You know, like, the run game, like, the Panthers got a run game. So, I see the Panthers. It might not even be 17. But I'm just out of respect for Peyton, I give him 17.
I think it's going to be lopsided like that because I don't have Peyton finishing this game.
Listen, the Panthers are known for taking motherfuckers out. Tony Romo, mm-hmm. like, they don't fuck off. And shout out to fucking Thomas Davis. He got his surgery. He said he's playing. I mean, you got to play. It's just a broken arm. I mean, like, you got to play. It's the Super Bowl. Like, you might not never get back here again. And somebody that's been injured as much as he has, like, this is it. Like, if I break my arm, even if I only play two quarters, if I break my fucking arm in the third again, at least I fucking played. If I'm a player on that team and I see a nigga with a broken arm playing, I'm like, yo, man, fuck this shit, nigga. This nigga broken fucking arm, nigga. Let's get it, nigga.
Gotta go play, man. I think Peyton's done by the end of the second quarter. I think them hits, he's gonna get dropped, and then we're gonna be seeing Osweiler back there getting his ass kicked. So,
yes.
I'm all Panthers, and I am ordering my Cam jersey. I think I decided I'm still a Rams fan.
Yes, man.
But I'm gonna have a Cam jersey, just like I got a McNabb jersey, just like I want to get a Vic jersey. I just support the black quarterback, man. That's just how it is.
Them the only two football jerseys I think I still got left, man. My Vic and my McNabb jersey, man.
I think I got McNabb and I got three. I got McNabb, I got Falk, and I got Bettis. And I'm about to have Cam. So that's what we're going to do. We got some music shit to talk about this week. We got to get this check. What the fuck? I don't even understand this. I looked into it. I still don't understand what the fuck happened. Why is Kanye beefing with Wiz Khalifa?
Oh, man. So it all started with Kanye, you know, his album was titled Swish, and then he changed it to, like, Waves.
Can I say something?
Uh-huh.
Both of those are terrible titles.
Okay, and that's fine. And you know what I'm saying?
I just want to put that out there. Like, I'm not partial. Both of those suck ass. Go ahead.
And then, you know, once he named it Waves, I guess Wiz and Chasing Cash or Cash and Chase or whatever, I think it's Chasing Cash, they were just like, nah, you still in that's Max B shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, and then, cause, you know, that wavy wave, catch to all that Max B, like, Max B, let's be honest, man, this nigga's overrated, but Wiz and these young niggas think Max B is somebody, and he's credited with the whole, you know, Wiz style of that singing, that Kid Cudi and that 808s and Heartbreak, like that singing rap shit. Like, Max B is the reason why niggas do that shit, is what they saying. And so, when it started from there, so, you know, he started, like, a whole Max B, like, this is the wave or whatever. You know, all that little bullshit. Mm-hmm. So, Kanye took offense to it. He seen Wiz made a tweet about roll up this KK and relax or some shit, he's saying. And KK, he was referring to as Khalifa Kush. But Kanye West took it as Kim Kardashian, and he went on a fucking tirade. Let me pull up some of the tweets. This fucking
Has Wiz ever been linked to Kim Kardashian?
No, not at all. But he has been linked to somebody else that we'll get into.
So this is still, even if you thought it was just Kim Kardashian, this is a reach.
Yeah, like, you know, like, he could be talking about Krispy Kreme, nigga. Like, you know,
he's showing his yellow right now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, what the fuck? Your insecurities and all that. Like, you, so you trolling Twitter for KK? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, let me get to the tweets, man.
So he didn't even hashtag KK.
No, he didn't even hashtag. He said, roll up this KK. Okay. And then, so Kanye goes on a little tirade. He's like, first off, you stole your whole shit from Cudi. Then he says,
is that the first? That's what he said first? This is Kanye's first response?
This is Kanye's first response. And he's like, he numbered these shits, bruh. Like, he numbered them. Like your boy D-Ray or whatever his name is. Whatever that Nick Sean, what his name?
Don't ask me no names. You know I'm going to get it wrong.
The black nigga, the light skin nigga. You know who I'm talking about. The crook, man.
You know I'm going to get it wrong. Just go ahead, man.
All right, so he's like, first off, you stole your whole shit from Cudi. Then he said, then the next one was like, your first single was corny as fuck. Third, no one I know ever listened to your albums all the way through. He's like, you let a stripper trap you. He's like, I know you mad every time you look at your child that this girl got you for 18 years. He said, me and Cudi created this shit. He said, I'm your OG and I will be respected as such. He said, don't ever in your fucking life speak sideways about a nigga that's fighting for us. I do this for all of us. He said, I showed you respect as a man when I met you. You wouldn't have a child if it wasn't for me. He said, you own waves, I own your child. And he was like, don't even hint at mentioning me, my family, or my wife. I am your OG. He said, thanks for the extra promotion. Waves available February 11th. You know what I'm saying?
I have questions.
Go ahead.
I have questions. Stripper trap you. That would be Amber Rose.
Yes.
Okay, fellas, look, this is an early Keep It 100 from Saul Wright. If it's a chick that's your ex, there's no point in slandering her after the fact.
Yes.
At some point, you thought she was the one.
Yes. So,
just stop that shit. That was you was carrying her around to movie premieres and shit. That was your chick. Now, all of a sudden, she's just a stripper.
Can I ask you something, man?
Yeah.
If I'm married, why do I give a fuck about my ex anymore?
Nigga, like, there are no exes. We talked about this on one of the shows when we talked about relationships. Once you get married, there are no exes.
Why do I care what my ex is doing? A girlfriend at that, like, yo, she's moved. I'm married now. Like, why is Kanye still fixated on this girl from so, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you married, if you love Kim and love, why do you care what Amber Rose is doing right now? Nigga, like, you ain't got no baby by. Like, why do you care? So then Amber Rose, she fired back. She was just like, oh, at Kanye West, are you mad I'm not around to play in your asshole anymore?
Whoa.
Hashtag fingers in the booty ass bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yes.
There's just no real way you can recover from that one yet.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Like, she clapped back. Like, oh, shit.
She's defending a dude that she's not even with no more.
Yes. Like, yo, like.
So you lost then, again.
But Kanye, you got trapped by a porn star. Like, I mean, how he gonna say if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have a kid? Okay, if it wasn't for Ray J, who's a force in Hollywood, you wouldn't have a kid, Kanye.
I don't understand how he's taking ownership of his kid. I don't follow the bouncy ball.
Saying if I never broke up with the girl, you would have never met the girl, so you wouldn't have a kid. I guess that's what I'm taking it as.
That's the lamest shit.
So Ray J owns your kid. So Ray J owns your kid. Yeah. Chris Humphries own your kid. Reggie Bush owns your kid. How many niggas own your kid, my nigga?
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, Kanye has since deleted all these tweets, of course.
Of course. You know, once he realized that, oh, I'm just being emo as fuck.
Amber Rose is like, you got cheaper hashtag, you got body by stripper, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like,
how many L's can you take on one tirade? Like,
then of course the internet said Meek Mill still took the biggest L in this whole situation. I like, God damn it!
How did Meek Mill take the L in this situation?
Hey, boy, I was just like, yo, that shit's nuts.
This shit is way out of hand. Like, I wish these cats that are beefing, be it Meek Mill, be it, be it 50, we'll include 50 in this, Wiz Khalifa, Kanye, I wish y'all would put that energy into your records. Put out some better music. Like, this extra shit, y'all, and at the end of the day, y'all did all this fighting over females. Amber Rose, Kim Kardashian, Nicki Minaj, looking at y'all like y'all foolish. That's a bad look. That's a bad look, Ye. Have we heard anything from Waves? Have you heard any song from Waves?
I mean, if that's the No More Parties in L.A., if that's on Waves, and Real Friends, if that's on Waves, that shit hot. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's two of the tracks on there, but that was from the little the Good Friday, so it might not be on there. Let me see. I think he put the track.
Not, if he doing giveaways, they're probably not going to be included. Or those would be bonus tracks. Like, those would be...
Yeah, you're right about that.
17 to 18. It would be a 15-track album, and then those would be the extra Target bonus songs or some shit. Some other music shit. You know what? What the fuck is going on with B.O.B.?
Hey, man.
That's your boy, Bobby Ray. Ray apparently believes that the world... Like, you said this like 3-4 episodes ago, that it's people that still believe the world is flat. I thought you was just joking. Right. Apparently, Bobby Ray is one of them niggas.
Nigga, it's a whole fucking legion of these niggas, but go ahead.
So, he apparently went on the tirade and said that the world is flat, and he took shots at Neil deGrasse Tyson, which is the smartest black man in the world lately. That's how we look at him. And he decided to try and spit facts towards Neil deGrasse Tyson. Tyson, being the nerd that he is, went ahead and responded with facts.
Not just a nerd. An astro fucking physicist.
Yeah, like. Yeah. I did kind of short sign him, right? Like,
you just made it like he was a smarty oddy nigga. Nah,
he's the smartest motherfucker that any of us think we know.
And he's cool, right? He's not like corny. He's like
cool ass people right now. Like Neil deGrasse Tyson, you should run for president. Yes. So B.O.B. decided to shoot at him. Neil deGrasse Tyson responded without any, like, he wasn't even disrespectful. He's just like, yo, here's the facts. So B.O.B. decided, hey, what do I got to lose? Let's put out a diss track. And then Neil deGrasse Tyson's nephew responded with a diss track. First of all, what the fuck is going on with this world is flat shit?
Man, look. Okay, first of all, it's all right. I did some research. I couldn't believe there was people that actually believed that shit.
We got facts on this show?
Dog, listen. They think the world is shaped like a fucking a disc. Like, let's think of the world as shaped like a CD. And on the edge of the city is Antarctica, which is an ice wall, like fucking Game of Thrones or some bullshit that circles the whole Earth, and that the
what?
Yes, and they say that the sun actually rotates around the Earth.
What?
And, yes, and listen, bro, like the shit is, oh my god, and then they say like the moon is like a fucking hologram, and you know what I'm saying, bro. Shit is fucking like, and dog, just look, just Google it, people. If you don't believe it, it's called Flat Earth Society. Google it.
They gotta be trolling, bro.
Bro, no, they're not. They are fucking serious. Like, they are serious.
So if the entire Earth is encapsulated in this ice wall, what's over the wall?
They don't know. Like, that's why nobody goes there. That's why they say the whole Antarctica. That's why nobody lives there, because it's a wall. I want to show you maybe we can make the picture, the forecast picture of the flat Earth. Just Google it real quick. It's all right if you buy a computer, Flat Earth Society. And you'll see it. You'll see the picture I'm talking about.
Do I really want to do this?
Yes.
I'm so tired of these. Well, first of all, I typed in Flat Earth and Society, automatically popped up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm already troubled by this shit. Nigga!
They say something about how the way the planes, if like, why planes, like, they talking about how the way planes fly, like, why wouldn't the, like, the, it's just, they are fucking ridiculous, man. You have to just read, like, they have an excuse for every fucking thing. Like, they have a reason behind, well, how do you explain this? Well, how do you explain the picture of them taking up Earth from space? Well, that's NASA. They tricking us and blah, 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 blah. Now, you know, the only thing I am kind of skeptical about, I don't believe we went to the moon in 1960, whatever. I don't believe that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because cars weren't that great back then. You're not going to make me believe we could fly to the moon in the 60s. And we just now getting Wi-Fi in cars in 2015. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not believing that shit. Not believing it.
So this is an actual society that believes the earth is flat.
Yes. A lot of people that believe that shit. Like motherfuckers, like they was doing on Power 105 at the Breakfast Club, and they had people calling in. It was like, yo, you think the world flat, round, or sphere, or square? And it was just amazing that the people that were saying it was flat, like, and I was just like, so people really believe this shit? Because somebody said, so what about Columbus when he sailed? Like, why ain't nobody fell off the earth yet? Because the ice thing,
So he hit the ice wall and bounced back? Like, look. Have you been on an airplane? You can see the horizon. It's curved.
Dog. So you telling me people in South America are just hanging on by the shreds? Like, is that what you're telling me? People in Australia walk upside down. Like, I mean, come on, let me.
So this actually is a thing. All right. So did you listen to the diss track?
Yes, I did.
What did you think of each diss track?
I mean, B.O.B. basically dug his own grave, and no one's gonna take you seriously anymore. You know, didn't he have a song called like it seemed like airplanes or shooting stars? And
yep.
Didn't he have a song like that?
Yep.
His biggest song, B.O.B.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, shooting stars or whatever the fucking name, airplane. I don't know the name of the song.
It was one of the white girls was, you know, it was one of his collabs, and we was like, okay, the shit's over for B.O.B.
But now he's just like, he's went down that deep rabbit hole. Like, you watch too many YouTube videos, and you know what I'm saying? Like, he got in that spider hole on YouTube one night, and it fucked his whole world up, and now he really believed this shit. And it's fucking like, dude, what school did you go to? Because I'm pretty sure everybody at that school right now is taking an extra test because B.O.B. just fucked up the whole, like, curriculum. Like, what in the fucking world, man?
He's from Atlanta, right?
Hey, be easy, man. It's y'all nigga, bro. I can't blame him, man.
So what did you think about Neil deGrasse Tyson's nephew's diss?
I mean, it was just typical. Like, you know, I picture he wrapped it in some glasses and he had a fucking pin, pocket protector, whatever them shit's called in his fucking shirt with the fucking pocket on. Yeah, man. He probably had a short sleeve shirt on with a tie on, some khakis, and some hush puppies when he made the fucking diss record, man.
This shit's terrible. Like, it wasn't a bad diss. I have an issue with people who rap with proper grammar. Like, there's only like two people that I've heard that can pull that off, and Doggy, the AKA Encyclopedia Brown, is one of them. Proper grammar and rap don't really go together.
This nigga is from North Carolina. He was born in North Carolina.
Oh shit! There you go, bruh.
Fuck. But his voice—he's from Decatur, though. So you know, damn it.
You
know
your people. So you got Cam Newton who repping your place, and you got B.O.B. who from your place. God damn, you taking L's today, bro.
He was born there, man. We can't claim him, man.
I don't know, man. I think that's your people. The next thing on here to talk about. This is almost like the Keep It 100. But wait, I'm tripping. We need to go back to the comment you made.
Oh, you don't. I changed to Keep It 100, man. So don't disregard that.
Yeah, but you just mentioned this. I want to say something on the same thing that you said, talking about us going to the moon in the '60s.
Yes.
I look. Usually when I talk about shit like this that regards facts and shit like that, I usually say anybody who starts off the conversation, I haven't done the research, but don't listen to shit they say. I'm about to say the same thing. I haven't done the full research on this shit, but I think it's reasonable to believe that we didn't make it to the moon in the '60s.
Yeah.
Now, we've seen the videos and shit. We also saw movies that looked like that back in the '60s too.
Yes.
I don't buy it.
I just don't buy it. It's just like, I just feel like, you know, seeing that we wanted to win the space race at that time, you know, we had the, you know, Hollywood production. It was a Hollywood production, man. Because, you know, all the people that was involved with it, they see the dead or they don't really talk about it. Like, if I walked on the fucking moon, nigga, I'm talking about that shit every time you see me, nigga. I ain't going to be quiet about this shit because ain't too many niggas done this shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be like, that moonwalking nigga. Yeah, nigga. Yeah, me. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, I just don't believe it, bro. I
don't believe it. Like I said, I haven't done all the research. I've seen the videos. I've heard the bullshit. I think that we can go there now without a problem. But in the '60s, that's a little too early.
But we don't even go there no more. They're like, it's no big deal to go to the moon no more. We've been there. But just prove us wrong. Because this is my whole thing. It's all right now. You know, call me. You know, put your 10-4 hats on, man. Now, if you needed a fucking rocket booster and all this shit to leave Earth, how the fuck you get off the fucking moon, you know what I'm saying, without them same rocket boosters and shit? Like, I just don't, you know, that's my whole thing. Now, maybe somebody that, you know, maybe Neil deGrasse Tyson can chime in and tell us how they fucking got off the moon, you know, back, you know, I don't know, that little space shuttle thing, whatever they was in. Like, where all this shit at now? Like, the little cart, they done destroyed that shit. Like, it's nowhere to, you know, like, the everything, man, they was riding around. Like, it just seems a little, it was just too much. It was too much. Like, you know.
Yeah, and we all remember the Challenger exploding.
Yeah. So,
like, you went there before, but now you can't. I don't, you know, whatever. But,
shit, we had one, the Discovery blew up in 03.
There you go. Like, we can't get it right. We got it right in the 60s. But with more technology now, we can't get it right. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, you got a topic on here that just, I think we definitely need to talk about.
Okay.
So, let's say, Jerm. You know what I'm saying? You had a vasectomy.
Alright.
And Queen Germ comes up pregnant with twins after the vasectomy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
I mean, one, I'm be upset. I'm like, hey, I had a vasectomy. Like, what the fuck? How you pregnant? Like, I'm gonna have my doubts, of course. But it depends on who this person is, man. Who is this person you talk about? It's not you, is this, all right?
Of course not, it's not me. I'm not having no kids. Period. How about if you're an NFL player?
Okay.
What about if your name is Antonio Cromartie?
Oh, man. You just... Listen, man.
In case y'all don't know about Cromartie, he already has, right now, on the books that he's paying for, 10 kids.
Damn.
He's paying $336,000 a year in child support.
Jesus Christ.
And now his... Is this his girlfriend?
This is his wife.
It's his wife. Says that, hey, I'm pregnant with twins after your vasectomy.
Damn.
Bruh, you're either the most unlucky motherfucker in the world, or your wife doing things. I'm just saying.
I mean, this nigga here got first of all, you got 10 fucking kids. But like, 10. What, different women. And then like, he got like 4 3-year-olds. That's the funny part about it. Like, he got 4 3-year-olds. But where he had, like, 4 of them like the same age.
So he was getting busy. He was enjoying the NFL life.
Shout out, he from Tallahassee. Shout out.
Rapping to the fullest.
Yes, as my boy called him, the most popular baby daddy on the South Side.
Dude, how do you pay $3,500 a month per child?
Bruh.
Who needs $3,500 a month to raise a child?
That's ridiculous. Like, what kind of, that child must be a, that child, man, that's like, hey, I'm all for that. They got to regulate it. $3,500 fucking, like, what did he need?
Yeah, what the fuck is your kid doing in life, bro? 35. Can we do the quick math on that?
3,500
times 12 is what? $42,000 a year for each kid. And some people that don't make that. Look, I don't make that at my 9-to-5 job.
Mm.
And they're using that to raise a child.
Damn.
Are you serious? So according to these court documents, I can't even have a kid right now.
I mean, not if you play in the NFL. Now, I mean,
this is a regular job.
I mean, you know, but they do it off his income. So, you know, you got niggas like B-Eazy only paying like $700 a month child support. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
But it shouldn't be based on your income. Like, the child isn't going to get more just because I'm making more money. If I'm not a part of her life, that's it.
Exactly. Like, why? Just because I make a lot of money, do my kid need, like Will Smith was paying some ridiculous, like Sierra Future said he paid $15,000 a month in child support. Why do you need to get her $15,000 a month?
I don't understand that shit. Like, I think it's reasonable to think that if you were in the child's life and you made that kind of money, you would provide for extra shit. Yeah. But if I'm not in their life, then what the fuck are we doing right now?
If I gotta give you $4,000 a month to take care of my kid, that kid might as well live with me.
And that's what I think more dudes should do. But I think a lot of guys are not going for that because they like the freedom.
The state not gonna never do that. There ain't too many times the state gonna give up. They ain't gonna take the kid from the mama. They'll take him from the daddy, but they ain't gonna take him from the mama.
I think you have to ask for the shit, and you have to prove that, number one, you make more money, and number two, that you're more stable.
Yeah.
And a lot of dudes can't prove that they're more stable than one.
But I mean, do you got beef, going back to the topic, do you got beef with your doctor that performed this operation? I mean, do they probably, you probably signed some papers and hey, it's not 100%, you could have a baby. I mean, this nigga is an athlete, you know, his sperm is fucking, they wanted it, nigga, like, god damn. Like, yo, this nigga sweat on girls and get them pregnant, man, god damn.
So, again, I haven't done the research, but if I remember right, you can get just like the women can get their tubes tied and burned, I think you can get a vasectomy and get a more permanent procedure.
Damn. They say they can reverse it, though.
Right. So I think you got those options. Like, I think you get one done that can be reversed, and you get another one that can't be reversed.
Damn.
And I think he went the cheat route and got the one that could be reversed. Well, here you go. That's what happens. So you end up with now what do you do after that is what I'm trying to figure out. Do you just, because it's your wife, do you just accept that she didn't cheat and you raise these two kids? Or do you, yo, I gotta get it tested because I done been snipped? What do you do?
I mean, I'm just we're gonna have to wait till the baby born. I mean, shit, blood test is on deck though.
So would you get the secret, like the bootleg one done? She going to get a check. You be like,
at the day of when the baby born, we gonna get that test done right then and there. I ain't gonna let her know that.
Right, right. It's the stealth mode.
Yeah, stealth mode, ninja mode.
Yeah, I guess it's what you got to do, man. Especially with your history. Like, you got 10 kids, man. You got two more. You about to have 12 kids. This dude is not even 40 yet.
No, he's not. He only got a couple more years in the league in him. So, you know what I'm saying? He got to be thinking about, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this gravy train about to run out. So
he's giving away. He's donating $336,000 a year, which means that he's donating actually $336,000 17 weeks out of the year, because they only get paid when they play.
Yeah.
So that's it. That means the rest of you, you struggling, bro. I don't know how this happens. That's, yeah. Hey, man. Hey, all y'all young boys just listen to the show. Wrap up, bro. Y'all are here in these streets. Wrap up, man. Just, you know, even if it ain't for just the kids. STDs, y'all some brave souls. We talk about this every episode. We talk about relationships. I don't know how you're single out here in these streets. Mm. I don't know how y'all do it, man. Which also leads to something that happened in the news this week. If a girl rejects you, bruh, just take that L and keep it moving.
Yeah, man.
The old girl got killed because she turned the dude down. She had 3 kids.
Damn.
Dude tried to holler at her. She said no. She might even said it, you know, with attitude. Who knows?
Oh, but he came back and killed her. We know she did. Now, I ain't saying that's why she, you know, that's okay. But, you know, she probably, nigga, she probably, hey, that nigga probably felt some type of way. She probably played that. She probably curved that nigga so serious that it made him upset. Then go get that pistol.
He probably came with some weak ass game, too. Mm-hmm. But if they tell you no, look, we talked about this last week. No means no, motherfucker. That's it. Ain't it out here killing these women, man? We got to do better for our women, man.
The city was in, all right?
I don't remember. Those are facts, and I don't do facts.
Oh, okay. I think it was St. Louis, but, you know. I believe it was.
Hey, man.
No, it was Pittsburgh or somewhere like that. I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't be shocked. Like, that didn't throw me for a loop at all. Like, yeah, probably. I've seen it happen. So, yo, this shit is out of hand, man. Did you have a different Keep It 100?
I did.
What would be the Keep It 100 for this week, sir? Episode 193 of the Frocast.
And we done ran through the line that quick, man.
That's shit. I think the only thing we missed was Griffin beating up his equipment manager. Ain't really much to say about that.
And we talk about TV talk. We had no
I forgot about TV talk.
I was just like, what the fuck? So I was like, yo, we went through everything.
Damn. TV talk this week. Some more Friday Night Tights.
Yes.
What happened? So, did we miss something? Last week when we left, Tadion was on nobody's team.
Yeah, he was on nobody's team.
This week, he's on the Junior Rockets.
That's what they say he was on the Rockets. I'm like, I believe that was, I think, because the way they shoot the shows, I think at that time he was still courting the Rockets, but he went with the Rockets because, you know, I didn't remember because he said he wasn't going with the Rockets. So I don't know.
He returned their shit. So it had to be some bad editing. Like, he returned the helmet.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all done fucked up our show already.
Yeah, just the editing part of it. Because if you notice the editing, sometimes the dude for the Seahawks, he have a box, then he have a low cut, then he have a box. I'm like, man, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? I know his hair. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, yo, this nigga got a box? Now he's all right out there. Like, like, when he was cutting the dude hair in the barbershop, that man had a high top fade. Then on game day, this month, then they went back. I was like, what the fuck?
It definitely did some bad editing. And props to the sale on Neon Green this season. Apparently, that was on sale. Man, the Seahawks got it. The Panthers got it.
Didn't the motherfuckers have like some... What was that they had on? Like, one team had on one color top and the bottom. Was it the Seahawks?
That was the Panthers that had on the purple top with the neon pants.
Yeah, that was them. Yeah, the Predators. Yeah.
The Predators, that's who it was. The Predators looking like shit out there with yellow chin straps. This shit is all over the place.
I was just like, my God. I thought, man, what is going on out there, man? The fucking Hurt family. Oh, my God.
So, can I say this whole episode to me was boring as fuck?
Hey, I just love to see that big number 74, that other Outlaws team, come down there and motherfucking whack. Because it was like, oh, God, the guy, he's just so big. So I just like, man, please beat the shit out of these niggas, man.
I think I would have probably called the game when that big motherfucker came out there. Like, he's got to be 6 feet tall.
That is a big 10-year-old, 11-year-old, whatever he is. Good God, a mighty boy.
He's got to be 6 feet tall, man. Even the coach sounded defeated. He's like, well, how do we stop him? Like, if that's the case, just go home.
Yeah, pack it up. Like, what the fuck?
But how do you let another team into your league named the Outlaws when the Outlaws have... That's like your league. That's your history. Even though they left, that's the history of Typha. How do you let another team in with the same name?
And look, and to come in is going to run that shit because I don't see nobody left in Typha that can stop that team right there, man. That team going to win it all, man. Give me the other Outlaws.
He said we practice once a week. You get beat down by a team that practices once a week.
That team probably been playing together since all the, you know what I'm saying? They probably been one team. They probably got, you know, they all been playing together the whole time. Man, listen, man. That looks like, they say it's a town of 5,000 people, man. Hell yeah, them boys, man.
They practice once a week, and they beat them, what was it, 47-7?
And it was a blowout. You know what I'm saying? It was like, first team scoring us in 3 years. Like, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's a moral victory. I was like, damn. Yeah, that's some shit.
It's the new Outlaws.
No, they ain't been scoring on in 3 years, man. Like,
it's the new Outlaws, man. Like, the Outlaws stepped out, the Outlaws stepped in. That's, hey.
This 74, big boy, and he got moves. Like, I was just like, God damn.
What are you doing? That dude is that big. Like, he's Cam. He's Cam Newton.
Yes, but he's like Jonathan Orsize. Like, I mean, he's like fucking Jonathan Ogden mixed with Cam Newton, mixed with Gronk. Like, I mean, the dude, he's a hybrid. Good gosh.
Yeah, I don't know. And then it's not like the rest of the team is a slouch. You know, like, he's a superstar. Everybody else is scrubs. Like, they handling business. Mm. They out there making tackles. They out there, you know what I'm saying, block. Hey, Outlaws going to win this year. I don't even need to see the Junior Rockets.
It's like, it's not, it's, it don't seem like it's as organized as it was in prior seasons because, you know, like old seasons, we had games, they showing us games and, you know, it seemed like it's all over the place now. It's like, with them trying to include the Outlaws and all the other teams going, it seemed like they was reaching out to too many places and it's not as uniform as the show used to be. But, you know, with the Outlaws, man, like, they stepping into this new league. They just ain't got the team, man. I heard rumors they out there getting their ass whooped, man. Like, you know, people told me, man, they went out to Arizona and got embarrassed, man. Like, got beat. Like, Outlaws got beat by, like, 40 points, though. Like, so it's going to get ugly. Like, I mean, they probably going to come back. No, they don't need to come back to Cypher because then that means they, you know, but they just need to get better players, man.
How do you feel about that? Like, kids traveling that far? Because Texas to Arizona, you know, that's, if they rode a bus, that's a good 15-hour, 16-hour drive, depending on where in Arizona it is.
Listen, my whole thing is this. Somebody got to have some money behind this because that shit costs.
Mm-hmm. Like,
that's expensive. And, you know, so it's got to be somebody pouring a lot of money into that team because travel, all that stuff, man, that shit costs. Like, I saw how it was with my son's team. We weren't traveling, but, like, maybe 2 hours out the way. And that shit was like, you know, just trying to get vans and shit. And then you got to pay for little niggas to eat and shit. Like, you know, because some niggas' mamas ain't got the money. And, you know what I'm saying? You just can't let the niggas not eat because they mama ain't sending them with $5 or something like that. You know, so we had to go find some CC's pizza somewhere. You know, something, man. This shit was crazy, man. So, yeah, it's expensive. So,
are you a proponent of that, though? Like, if...
I mean, if you got the money behind it, I mean, you know, like, you got a lot of drug... Like, that's why I say I'm pretty sure it's a drug dealer funding the Outlaw. And I did some more research. Grumpy, you know, the coach that used to be with the Outlaws, left him and... Eric, they together with a team. They called the Storm or some shit. Like, no, they not the Storm. They something else. It's something with an S. No, the Rebels. They the Rebels. I don't know if they in Typha or not, but yeah, they got their own little team.
So, and we saw one of the other Outlaws coaches was with the Seahawks.
Yeah,
and he already on there causing trouble.
Oh yeah. He was one of the Outlaw coaches that didn't. That they got rid of because they were just like, nigga, you was one of them that, like, when they had like 30 coaches, like, who the fuck is this nigga?
When he got rid of like 5 or 6 coaches,
yeah, he was one of them.
And so he come in, and now he's starting more trouble. Like, threatening to whoop the dude's ass, the head coach's ass, on the practice field.
Yeah, like, nigga, like, he obviously got drug problems. Like, you know, he be out there sweating too much. Like, yo, you a drug addict, man. Like, niggas, anytime I see a nigga sweating, now you think he an alcoholic or he a drug addict. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, something ain't right, man. You sweating too much. Like, what's going on?
Damn. I wasn't really feeling this episode. Like, from the moment it started with old boy talking about his motorcycle gang and having PTSD, but you coach your kids, I'm not coming. Look,
I was just like, they showed two people that don't need to be coaching on this show. Yep. I was like, he was like, the black guy, like, yeah, man, I went through some stuff. You know, I had anger issues. Why the fuck are you coaching kids, man? Like,
absolutely, bro. I was not feeling that shit.
I was just like, yo, what are they trying to do? Like, I was just like, hey, man,
And the same coach has got PTSD, got the kids out there hitting already.
Hitting crazy. Like, no, we're going to run the score up on these guys. Like, all right, you know what I'm saying? You lucky them old outlaws ain't in town, because I would have loved to see them run up on them predators, man. Like, I would have loved to see that.
It's like they trying to go out this season. Like, even when they showed Coach Mo with the Outlaws, he's like, you go out there, you want to kill somebody. No, don't say this shit to the kids, bruh.
You can't
do that shit, man.
You got to use another word. You got to go out there and knock somebody and put them on their backside. You know, get some four. You know, you can say the same thing, but use a different word. You don't want to use kill and knock them out or take them out. You know what I'm saying? Go out there and break some legs. You know what I'm saying? You know, you don't want to, in certain words, you don't want to use, but you can still, you know what I'm saying? As a coach, you got to take them words out. Like, you can't.
Say that shit, man. You can't say that shit. Do you watch The Real Husbands of Hollywood?
I do not.
Damn. Do you watch Master P's Family Empire?
I do not.
Do you watch? Well, what the fuck are you watching?
Oh, watch Suits. Suits came back last night.
I missed Suits. I recorded it though, GQ. I recorded it.
Called it watch. It's all right.
No, I just recorded that episode. I'm gonna watch it.
How you just gonna jump into season 5, man? You ain't
playing. Hey, look, I don't have time to watch 1 through 4. I gotta just get in where I fit in.
God damn, but you ain't gonna know, like, what's going on.
I figured it out, man. I'm not watching the 4 seasons. This ain't Game of Thrones for me.
Damn, man, you got a point. But yeah, man, see, like I said, it was back, you know, Mike's in jail, you know what I'm saying? You know, somebody ratted him out. We just gotta find out who did. And so, you know, it's pretty good. Mike got out of jail, though, you know, bond. But, you know, a lot of shit's going on. So, you know, that's all I'm gonna say. But it was all right, you know, glad to see his back. Jessica's still fine. Donna's still fine.
Donna is she was the mom on Lincoln Heights, right? That's the black chick?
No, that's Jessica.
That's Jessica. Who's Donna? Is Donna a white chick?
Donna's a white chick with red hair, yeah.
All right. I'm going to have to watch it, you know what I'm saying? I will chime in next week, let y'all know what I thought about, you know, Suits. GQ, I'm finally watching Suits, goddammit.
Shameless was back, you know, great. That's another show you need to watch, all right. But I know you.
I tried to watch Shameless, and I don't know what the fuck that was.
UK version or the US version?
It was the US version, and it was just random as fuck, man.
Okay, but you did try to watch it, man.
I was like, what the fuck am I watching? What's going on?
That's like ghetto white people, man. Like that's the average white person right there, man. They don't show us on TV, man.
Shit was all over the place. Like, I might go back and watch it. I was like, Jesus Christ.
This had show a black was all son, man. He had a black son that was his.
That shit is crazy as fuck, man. They was all in the living room ironing and titties was out. And I don't understand what the fuck's going on. That whole Russian household shit, it was just weird to me, man. That shit was weird. Do we have anything else with TV talk? I know I kind of fucked up the flow with the show, but...
Oh, man, you know, who knows, all right, man. Blacklist is back, you know.
So you're still not watching Blackish, right?
No, I'm not going to watch that show. It's corny, man. I'm going to say it's corny. It's corny.
It's corny. Corny?
Yes. I can't get into it. I just don't. It's just corny to me.
Damn. I watch Blackish, man.
I don't like new Anthony Anderson, man. His face look too. He look weird, man. He look weird. Then he got the old Tracy Ellis Ross on there. I'm cool on that.
And the new Anthony Anderson's body is definitely weird.
He looks so weird to me. Like, I'm just like, yo, he look like he's about to, like, 50 Cent in that movie when he had cancer and shit, man. I'm just like, what the fuck, Anthony? Like, I don't understand when you go to Hollywood and these fat niggas want to stop being fat and shit, man. Fuck that shit, man. You made it as a fat nigga, man. Like, you ain't got to get fatter. You can sit, like DJ Khaled said, I'm not an in-shape nigga. He's, I know I'm fat, but I work out. He's like, yo, fuck it. I feel good. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
like,
that's me. That's me hugging the gym every day.
I'm just trying to be healthier. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's it. I go to the gym every day, nigga. I might lose some weight here and there, but seeing me with a six pack probably never happened.
Yeah, it's just like, I just want to, I feel good. Like, I, you know, there's just, you know, it's just like, ain't nothing wrong with that. And man, props to DJ Khaled. That nigga don't never say nothing negative, man. Shout out to DJ Khaled.
But also, DJ Khaled, also, I'm hating on DJ Khaled because he got all y'all Snapchat dudes doing DJ Khaled shit. It's look, this shit is dead as a dab. I don't want to hear about no more pathways to success. I don't want to hear nothing else about Major Keys. I'm over it. Stop that shit. Stop that shit. Everybody, like, the joke was funny when a few people was doing it. Everybody's doing it. It's not fucking funny no more, bruh. I hate over the Snapchat now. I might delete my Snapchat. Y'all motherfuckers is terrible. Can't have shit. And it's not even Major. Y'all not even saying Major Key pathways to success on funny shit. It's like, man, just stop, bruh. Just stop.
So you ain't like my Lion when I had to the cookie jar, nigga. I was like, Lion.
No, nigga. No, Germ is the worst. Germ is the worst. That nigga put up Major Key and he ain't doing a fucking thing.
What do you mean? No, I don't. Like, I be walking into work. Look, I be walking into work. I'm like, the pathway to
No. No. Like, GQ did a great one. When that nigga was showing his crib and he followed me the pathway to success and he was following his circular staircase, that's dope.
But my, nah, man.
That was dope. GQ shit was dope.
Man, I was just like, man, come on. I was like, man, they don't want you to have rear view cameras in your car, man. And I was just like,
this shit has got to stop.
I said, they want you to turn around and be like, come on.
Motherfuckers is eating cereal toast and they don't want you to eat cereal. Stop that like, shit.
I was like, they don't want you to shop at Walmart. I was like,
stop that shit, man. Please. I'm just going to delete my Snapchat. I'm just over it.
It's all right, man. Damn, man. You a fucking buzzkill, man.
Hey, man. This is what happened when you let the old nigga in the club. The old nigga in the club told me.
Go out, take a time for 12:45, man. Okay, I want to go home, man. God damn, man.
Hey, I told you I fell asleep in the club before. I am the worst. Look, I am the most uncool nigga in the world. I promise you. I fell asleep in the club in Atlanta in a suit.
I mean, it's all right. You go to them clubs where everybody barefoot, man. You know, the spoken word probably put you to sleep. Incense. Somebody probably lit up one of them incense and probably knocked their ass out, nigga.
It was too much lavender in the air.
Yeah, it's too much. And too much patchouli leaves in the air. Egyptian musk. Yeah, that little chew stick that was straight from the damn brush.
No, real shit. If you went to any poetry spot, like in the early 2000s, that's what it was, bro. I've never been so many kings and gods as when I walk in the Black Poetry spot in the early 2000s, bro.
That's
why this shit is crazy.
Common was there.
Common's dating a white chick now.
Hey, Common, shout out. He done made it, nigga.
But he's got to be my loser this week. Not because he's dating a white chick.
His name is Lonnie. Stop it.
Okay, that's true. He's got to be my loser this week. Not because he's dating a white chick. You know, do what you want to do. But because he's dating like a 50-year-old white chick.
Maybe she's got cancer. Maybe he's like Frank Gallagher. She's got cancer. She's about to die.
Come on, man. Don't do that to her, man. That's not right.
I'm just saying. People have ulterior motives, man.
Don't put that on her, man. But how do you
He is from the shy. He's a shysty nigga.
Don't do that, man. Did he upgrade from Serena to this chick he's dating? You saw the picture.
Let me see what she looked like. You did see it?
Yeah, I sent you the picture. She's got kids, too. She introduced him to the kids. I don't know why that was such a major story. They're like 11 and 13.
Major Key. You remember?
No Major Keys.
Smartest thing. Kelly said, don't burn. No, he said, can you walk on water? On
I hate Kelly, man. He be on ESPN with that shit, too. I hate Kelly right now.
Yes,
man. You ruined Snapchat for all of us.
At DJ Khaled 305, people.
Oh, man, don't play yourself.
Let's see, Laura Dern. She write Harry Potter books or something?
I don't know what she does. I just know that she's an older white woman in Common. I don't know what her claim to fame is.
She's only 48.
She's 50. 48 is 50.
Common 43? Like, you know.
Common's not 50.
Like 40 is 50.
Nah, 40 ain't 50. 45, 46 is 50. 40 ain't 50. You still rapping. How are you rapping? You got an older 50-year-old woman.
Hey, man.
That's not hip-hop. That's not hip hop.
Laura Dern. That's her name. Laura Dern.
So she, but did he upgrade from Serena?
I'm going to say yes.
Are you fucking serious?
That's just me, though. That's just me, though.
How did he upgrade? Please explain.
Man, listen. I'm going to say some real shit. I will fuck with Gabrador Sibide or whatever her fucking name is before I'll fuck with damn Serena, man. Straight up. Precious would be my girl before. I pick Precious over Serena, man.
Okay, let's just get to Keep It 100 because I can't even follow that up. Man. What you got for Keep It 100? That might have been your Keep It 100.
No, man, my Keep 100 is, people, hey, man, what's going on? It's your boy, King German. Everybody know this show is probably going to pop off on, what, the 31st, 29th, somewhere right there. And you know what that means, all right?
What's that?
W-2s is about to drop. That means it's tax season. People, H&R Block, Jackson Hewitt, Liberty Tax, your local, everybody taxes. Hey, black people, we shine. That's why February is Black History Month, because we get our taxes in February and everybody look good in February. That's the real reason why we pick February as Black History Month. I'm just going to let y'all know on the secret. I overheard some white people talking about it, and that's why they made it. Because listen, people, tax season is upon us. Everybody about to be rich. Instagram posts about to be money, 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 money. You about to see every. It's about to be the finest women you ever seen in your life in February. I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. Black people, do your thing. Spend that fucking money as soon as you get it. Don't save that shit. Spend it. Go buy like $400. Like all the little kids about to have the little fucking hoverboards now. Shit is about to be nuts. It's gonna be Christmas again. This is real Black Friday. This is real Christmas time for Black folks, man. Fucking tax season, man.
So let me be typical Saul right here and play my role and give some more advice for the Keep It 100 section real here. I fucked up my taxes.
Oh, shit.
I fucked around. This is back before I moved to Atlanta. And when I was working there, I didn't file no taxes.
Oh, shit.
Like 2 years, I didn't file shit. Didn't file a fucking thing. Came back, mailed the shit off because I had it. I was like, oh, shit, let me go ahead and file these. Now, they're already 2 years late. Filed those. By the time those got in and I filed a couple more years of taxes, I ended up getting married, filed taxes again after missing like a year. So by the time I got caught up with the filed taxes that I did that were late and the taxes that I did myself with TurboTax, I owed a shitload of money to where they took some money out of my account. Like, they sent me a notice, was like, yo, you owe this. I was like, what the fuck is this? I don't owe nothing, yada, yada, yada. I already went to H&R Block and they said I was exempt. The next notice I got was, your account is negative because the government took out $250, $300 and ran my shit over. So I had to go get involved, get a tax person, end up getting it settled. My point is, all those commercials that show TurboTax, just click this button, click that button, don't do that shit. If you don't know what you're doing and don't read the shit, pay somebody to do it. $150, $200 is a lot cheaper than a couple thousand.
Yeah, because, I mean, especially, like, if you're trying to itemize that shit. If you're trying to itemize, man, don't, man, go to a professional.
Definitely go to a professional.
If you're just doing a simple, like, you know, you a nigga like me, you got a little part-time gig that you're going to file taxes for, because, you know, some of my money I can't even report to the state, you know what I'm saying? All that
allegedly.
Money be easy paying us in fucking bitcoins and now allegedly. Gummy dicks, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, like, you know. But people, yeah. Take care of your tax shit, because, man, especially if you owe school loans, if you in default, And you better check before you motherfucking file them taxes. Think you about to get a nice little grip back because you fuck around and get that letter and say, oh, the offset. And you know what I'm saying? And it took your motherfucking money because that didn't happen to a nigga before, too. I had claimed my sister kid and everything. I was supposed to get my sister like a stack. You know what I'm saying? I was going to get back about $4,800.
Allegedly.
So you know what I'm saying? Man, got that motherfucking letter from the goddamn people. Talking about, I'm thinking, like, where my check at? It's been like 3 weeks. Like, where my check? Oh, yours been offset. Oh, man.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
Make sure you keep track of that, because I had some state payments that got messed up, and I paid on those. And look, people, if you overpay the government, they don't tell you shit.
Hell no.
So if you owe them $1,000 and you pay them $2,000, not only do they not tell you, by the time you figure it out, let them know, they're going to be like, oh, our bad. They keeping that $1,000, bruh. So just be up on your shit. Make sure you look, there's certain things you pay for. You pay for a fucking lawyer, you pay for a tax person or an accountant, and you pay your goddamn light and maybe just light and water bill, depending on where you at. The rest of that shit, hey, so be it. But that shit you don't mess with. That's all I'm saying. Do your taxes right. If you claiming somebody extra kids, man, hey, don't you have to? If you claim somebody kid this year, don't you have to do that shit next year? Like, don't you have to keep it up?
I mean, look, sometimes you can get through the system. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, but they real tight on this shit now. They check and see who claimed the kid last year. So they gotten better with it. It ain't like it used to be. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you basically, yeah, you got to claim them or really have some documentation, some receipts. Yeah, really. Cause, you know, all I got to do is say you took care of the kid for 6 months, man. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, some shit like that.
If y'all don't listen to us when we talk about other shit that has factual basis, don't listen to us now.
Yeah, don't. I
mean, don't listen to us. Don't, we don't want no letter talking about some
age. Tax class H&R Block's all right? I know I
didn't. I know I didn't either. But I tell you what I did get was that goddamn you owe us money letter. And I got that we taking money out your account letter. So yeah. That's why I go see my goddamn accountant. I don't fuck around. But don't take no advice from us. Do what you want to do. But when they take your extra check, when they go in your account, don't come back to the Frocast on some King Germ. Saul Wright told me that I could claim a kid. We ain't tell you that bullshit at all.
And then, look, Saul Wright, you know you can go back and file your old taxes from them years, and they might give you a return, nigga.
Not if you owe money. That's what I did.
Bruh, nigga, I'm telling you. My brother did that shit. He ain't filed. He went back 1 year. This nigga got 3 tax returns 1 year, nigga. I said, man, you a motherfucker. He went back because he had got fucked up on some shit. So he went back and did the shit all straight or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, this nigga got 3 returns. He got 3 years of tax returns.
He got 3 federal or state.
He got 3 federal returns in 1 year.
Federal may be different. Missouri tax. I had a year that I didn't file. I went ahead and filed this shit. So what happened was they sent me a letter saying, hey, you owe us whatever amount it was. I forget.
Oh, that's state taxes. Okay.
It was state tax. So I sent the shit back. Like, yo, here's the actual filing. Y'all owe me money. They said, well, the statute of limitations is passing that. We ain't paying shit. Like, so you came after me saying I owe you money. I sent the shit back showing you owe me money. You said, fuck it.
So what about hit you on the statute of limitations?
So the way I think it works is that for the government, I think you got 3 years.
Okay.
But if it's personal, they got like 7 to 11 years to get your shit.
Damn.
So you got 3, they got 7 to 11.
Damn.
Hey, man. I was mad as fuck. Because it was literally like, I want to say it was about $1,000 that they owed me. They said I owed them like $400.
Damn. Like, so, okay, I'm like, well, just give me $600 and we say we...
Right, we call it even. They was like, nah, we ain't giving you shit. Like, oops, our mistake, but we ain't paying you shit. That's how it went. That's fucked up, man. We got some Keep 100s. Not Keep 100. Winners and losers this week.
Oh, man. My winner this week is fucking Cam Newton. Just for being the fucking MVP. First MVP. He could be the first NFL MVP to win the Super Bowl and the MVP and the Heisman and the College Football Championship in the same season. So that's some remarkable shit. You know what I'm saying? And he's a Gator. And me and him have the same birthday.
And he was the number one draft pick.
And his son's name is Chosen. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like...
Like excellence, man.
Yeah, man. So, you know, hey, man, this is what's up. So, he's my winner. Along with GQ Blue, he's still my winner this week. For out there fighting the fight. You know what I'm saying? You know, getting that money up. You know what I'm saying? Make sure, you know, I'm watching it. You know what I'm saying? I donate it under anonymous. You can guess which one is me. You know what I'm saying? It's all right. It's all right. Dropped like $500 in the AO. AO, it's all right, that nigga, bro.
Shut up, man. I went ahead and donated to the brothers' cause. Make sure y'all out there donating your money to Flint. I keep seeing conflicting reports about what's this and what's that and where the money's going. I can't worry about all that shit.
Yeah, I did. I know when I give a bum a dollar, I gave it under the guys that he was going to get something to eat. Now, where this motherfucker gonna pay a crackhead, you know what I'm saying, $2-$3, whatever he gonna do with the fucking money, you know what I'm saying? But I know I gave it to him with the intention that he was gonna do something good with it. You know what I'm saying? So, on my conscience, I feel better.
Yeah, I had a dude. The other day, I had jury duty. So, I'm downtown Austin. Brother walking around the parking lot, and he's got a bucket and a squeegee. Obviously homeless. Bucket and squeegee. He walks up to the car and gives me the story. Hey, man, the state took all my stuff today. They took everything I had. This all I got. I'm asking for a little money to clean your windows. I'm like, look, bro. I wanted to say this, but I didn't. I just gave $5 of water to get the fuck out of my face. Your story is terrible. Like, if you're going to be homeless and begging... Don't tell me somebody took all your shit and they left you with a bucket and a squeegee.
Nigga, the same thing happened to me one day. So the nigga, I was at the store or something, and the nigga walked up. The nigga had like a hard hat on, And he had like some kind of, he had a hard hat, like a construction worker hat on. And then he had something like, you know, I thought he was just getting off of work or something. And then he had something, I forgot what he had in his hand. And he walked up to me, he's like, hey man, shit, man, I ran out of gas. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, but why you got, it was something he had in his hand. I was like, why you got that in your hand though? Like, what's the story behind this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he keep walking.
Picture story. Like, if you're going to be a storyteller, have us a good story.
Exactly. If you're going to ask me for money, your story got to be a little better than I ran, you know, I'm trying to ran out of gas. Like, you ain't tell me you getting off, like, did you just get off of work and you ran out of gas? Like, you just walking around here at 9 o'clock in a hard hat. Like, niggas that work hard hats, they been home. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, them niggas, like, them sundown, them niggas is off. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's why they work by the light. So it's too late for you to be out with a hard hat on this late talking about something you ran out of gas. So I'm just like, and he was just like, you know, because I'm questioning him now. You know, I'm like, yo, I didn't turn the story on him. Because he was like, damn, this nigga ain't going to give me no money. I damn sure ain't. I don't give bums money. Like, they got bad stories. Like, you know, your homeless
son. You paying for yeah. The story. That's the shit. Exactly. You paying for the goddamn story. So just don't give me the bullshit, bro. Hey, look, I need some money. All right, I got some money here. If I don't, get the fuck out of my face. But don't give me the bullshit. They took everything. Because if I'm taking your shit, you're a bum, and I'm taking your shit, that bucket makes it real easy to carry your shit. You're not going to have a bucket and a squeegee when I'm done. I'm taking that shit, son. Help me with my next job. Yeah, I'm not leaving you shit. But somebody just decided to leave you a bucket and a squeegee. Get the fuck out of my face, man. Here's $5 and some water. Get the fuck off. That's also my keeping 100 this week. Again, jury duty. So if you get summoned for jury duty, I don't even know if anybody listening to this show is old enough for that. There's going to be a natural reaction to try and get out of jury duty. Like, I wanted to wear my blackest shirt to the goddamn courthouse with my African beads and come in barefoot. I wanted to do the whole nine. Mm. But chances are, if you get out of jury duty, like when I was in that room with 30 people that could have been selected, I was the only black face. And I feel like you got a responsibility because somebody else on the other side that you're about to try might end up being convicted by a group of enemies instead of their peers. So I quickly went from wanting to get out of jury duty to wanting to serve. I didn't have to because they settled, so I didn't have to do anything. But if you get something for jury duty, man, take that shit on your back and handle business. That's the only way we can get some justice in this little bullshit system we got to deal with. That's my little keeping 100, man. Have you ever been called for jury duty?
Yes, but I guess I didn't. I know I got a letter one time to come to jury duty, but I blew it off because I was just like, man, fuck that shit, man. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't got no warrants or nothing for not showing up. So maybe I was dismissed that day and didn't need to be there. I don't know. But yeah, I got summons one time. You know what I'm saying? So
you should have went, damn it. You should have went.
I wanted to go, just experience it. I wanted to be like TV, man. I wanted to get the food and all that shit. I wanted to experience the whole jury duty. Like, I want to do it, man. I want to. Like, I really want to. You know what I'm saying?
Depending on what your state tries, your city tries and stuff. I think ours was just a little misdemeanor court. And they were like, the only thing that they handled was low-level misdemeanors, like Class C. So cases usually are done within an hour. It wasn't even nothing extra. Yeah. So.
OJ trial shit.
No, yeah, I always wonder who gets selected for that shit. Like, how do you get on one of those trials where somebody you get tied up for 3 weeks?
Yeah, then it's like, you know, then, man, they got to pay you for your job or some shit like that.
Yeah, so what I saw in there was that you get like $40 a day for jury duty. I don't know where the fuck you working at. $40 a day?
That's good. Some states is less than that.
Man, $40 a day? Hey, somebody going to jail that night. I'm not going to lose days.
You got paid that day you was a jury duty then, or you just
stayed paid? Yeah, I got paid. But I didn't get paid from the state. I got paid from my job.
Oh, okay. They say if it's less than, you get your job money. Okay, that's what it is.
So
it's
my job paid me for a day off. I didn't have to use vacation. But the state, $40 a day? It's hard to get me to serve for $40 a day, and be honest.
Yeah, maybe that's why people are like, yo, I'm just trying to get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, like, yeah, he did it. Well, we didn't even present no evidence. Okay, well, he didn't do it. Shit, I don't care. Let me get the fuck out of here. I got money to make. I
got my mind made up already.
Right. Come in, be like, who? We doing what? Stalking? He did it. Next. We out? Peace. Go ahead and give our shout outs, man, so we can fuck up out of here.
Man, shout out to the nation, man. Shout out to fucking Ruler myself. Shout out to MJ Money 9S. Shout out to RT3. Shout out to Tracy May, GQ Blue, Be Easy, Dub, Supreme Weed, Blaskiat, Short T.
Short T?
Man, shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Man, everybody fuck, man. Dr. Abrasive, man. Everybody fuck with us, man. You know what's up, man.
We appreciate y'all. Make sure you go to fuckinabox.com, PHUCKINABOX.com. Send somebody a box of dicks. I'm sure there's somebody that you hate, somebody that you think is funny.
Yes.
Or maybe you just want some candy. I don't know.
Yes.
You choose what you want to choose. But they rocking with the Frocast, so we rocking with them. Visit our sponsor, Fuck in the Box. Let us know what stories you had, who you sent one to, what your plan is to use it. Holler at us on the site, nappyafro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting in with King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day. We will holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast.
Wait, hold on, Saul Wright. Question, man.
Yeah.
If somebody sent you a box of dicks, would you eat one of them? I mean, even though I like gummies, could you imagine eating one of them?
There's no chance, nigga. I don't even eat hot dogs. There's no chance. There's no chance,
motherfucker. Hot dogs, all right.
I don't eat hot dogs, nigga. If I eat a banana, I'm starting in the middle. I don't fuck around with that dick shit.
I'm eating my banana. Like, I can't sit there and bite on a banana. I gotta break that shit. Like, I can't do it. Like, I can't sit there and no.
I'm not eating no goddamn dick candy, bro. It's not happening.
I mean, I love gummies, man. God damn, it's gonna be tempting, man.
All I know is that if you text any of us that you ate one of them goddamn dicks, it's on the show.
Gummies, man.
It's on the show next week, nigga. You ate a dick. I can't wait to say Germ ate a dick.
Oh my gosh, man.
We holler at y'all. We out. Peace.
Hey yo, what up rap fans? This is Trackstar, the DJ representing the Smoking Section and Grind Time Rap Gang. You are checking out nappyafro.com. Bang, bang, bang.
nappyafro.com.